Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, and welcome to the Holistic Ministries Morning Inspiration Show. If you're a new listener, welcome to the Holistic Ministry community. And to our loyal listeners, we are grateful, so grateful for your continued presence. I'm Minister Joelle Pearson, broadcasting live from Richmond, New Jersey, and my message today is our creative nature. First, I ask you, as usual, to take a centering breath by inhaling as you center within, and as you exhale, open your mind to receive. Thank you. If we are one with the allness of the divine, God, Goddess, Source, Universe, Spirit, or whatever name you choose to call it, then we must also be one with its power, the creative power of the divine. We have the capacity to contemplate our existence and imagine various possible futures. This ability to self-contemplate is a powerful tool, for within it lies the capacity to create our lives. Because we are individualized expressions of the divine, we are the natural continuation of the creative process. God creates the universe by its self-contemplation, and we create our experiences by our individualized self-contemplation. In fact, each of us is an individualized expression of the universal creative intelligence of the divine. What's more, the unformed substance of divine creative intelligence, which is all around us, responds to our beliefs and intentions in the exact same way it responds to the divine. This is what makes us co-creators with spirit or the divine. We are the direct expression of the divine, one and the same, so as co-creators, we possess and have individual use of divine creative power, and we are using it all the time, however, mostly unconsciously. Just as the universal divine creates through its intention, so are we, as the continuation of this creative process, creating in our lives what we believe or intend. If you do not recognize the creative power that is available to you, that in fact responds to you at all times, you may be creating experiences you would just rather not have. Remember, divine creative intelligence exists in unformed substance. It's there simply to mold the words that are your beliefs and intentions into form and experience. This is its purpose. You are that very intelligence, divine and creative in nature, who speaks the word and chooses in your individual life. Your beliefs and intentions are like seeds that enter the fertile soil of unformed substance and subsequently bears the fruit of your experience, of what you are experiencing in your life. We're surrounded by and immersed in this unformed substance or divine creative intelligence, which is powerful to create everything and anything. It's purely creative in nature, wielding no will of its own. It's neutral. Unlike popular belief, it will not judge what it thinks would be better for you to experience than selectively create only that. It, too, is an expression designed around free will and unconditionality. It must create everything you firmly believe and intend. Therefore, you supply the will through your beliefs. As an analogy or example, it might be helpful to think of the unformed substance as pliant, like Play-Doh material. You provide the mold, which gives it form. For instance, if you believe you're a failure, you're creating a mold for future failure. The material can only be created in the shape of its mold and will continue to look the same until you decide to change it. Your creative power is your receptive or receiving attitude of expectancy, which makes the mold through which this unformed substance of divine creative intelligence can flow, bringing into form your beliefs and intentions, conscious or unconscious. Now, what is our attitude of expectancy? Many of us are accustomed to seeing a world that's dysfunctional and unfulfilling, and because we perceive this to be normal human experience, we misuse the creative power of the divine or universe, creating negative experiences in our lives. Any condition or experience which is not in alignment with the natural qualities of the divine are those which we have created. Sickness, poverty, limitation, unhappiness, loneliness, struggle, frustration, and failure are the result of our misusing the one power. There are not two powers, for example, good and evil. There is only one power and two ways of using it. It's not fate, it's not God's will, it's not chance, it's not bad luck, it's not inherited, it's not because you were born under a certain vine. As tough as it may be to accept, the truth is that all limited experiences are the result of what you have been unconsciously creating. The divine nature that we are is joyous, successful, loving, abundant, and expresses our unlimited potential. You interfere with this process when you deny your birthright. The good news is, once you understand this truth, it will set you free. You can use the same power previously used to create what you didn't want to now create what you do want. Love, abundance, fulfillment, success, wholeness, and peace. Whereas before you were unconsciously creating experiences of struggle and suffering, you will now consciously create limitless good in your life. Life is a banquet table. At the core of your being, your God, Goddess self, divine self, Christ self, you are a field of all possibilities, and you can literally create anything you can imagine out of it. The divine has given us an endless banquet table from which to choose. You can literally have it all. However, you should be mindful of what you choose for your life, because at this table lies everything. Good health as well as sickness, limitless abundance as well as poverty. One can find romance, harmony, peace, and joy, as well as heartache, chaos, misery, and frustration. What choice will you make? The question really is, what do you accept for yourself? Do you accept that loving, harmonious relationships come naturally to you, or do you fear that men or women treat you poorly or leave you? Are you accepting that money comes easily to you, or do you believe you have to struggle to make ends meet? Do you affirm that life is a stream of harmonious and peaceful experiences, or a constant stream of frustrations? Just what are you selecting from this table and putting on your plate? No, my sisters and brothers, you have the power to choose. Your experience in life are simply reflections of what you choose to accept for yourself. It's your choice that creates your destiny, not your circumstances. Yes, my sisters and brothers, you can choose to create a new destiny right now. If you don't like the forms this energy has taken in your life, you have the power to change them. Right now, make a commitment to follow these steps that I'm going to give you to changing the mold. Are you ready? Okay, step one, refuse to give any more power by focusing your attention on the forms you do not desire. You were not created to fail, be ill, be unhappy, or experience limitation. Neither failure, disease, lack, nor misery are the qualities of the divine nature. Know that you have a direct and that you are a direct expression of the divine in form and likeness and image. Therefore, you have the innate ability to create your reality as you choose. You are one with the divine, that very creative force. Don't give your power over to the miscreation. Refuse to give it your attention. The power is within you. Reclaim it. The mold for failure, illness, limitation, unhappiness can no longer hold. Remember, no former experience can exist without a belief to sustain it. It must now dissolve into the nothingness from which it came. Step two, create a new mold. Consciously shift to new understanding. Focus on your unique gifts. Focus on wholeness, on the limitless abundance in the universe within you as the divine. You were created to be successful, vibrant, prosperous, expressing your unique contribution to this world. My sisters and brothers, fulfillment, wholeness, love, and success are what you are in essence right now. Claim it and accept it. And step three, remember, unformed substance or divine creative intelligence that you possess is responding to your instructions. It can now use the new mode of success, health, love, and prosperity to begin creating these new experiences with you. These steps are bringing you onto the playing field of renewing your mind. The Apostle Paul simply said it in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your minds. You renew your mind by creating a shift in consciousness which transforms you and therefore transforms your experience. When you refuse to accept self-created limitations and open to an expanded view of yourself, you become liberated. Liberate yourself by believing to knowing that you are divine in nature and that which is of the divine is of you, for you are one and the same. To live is to create. You have God's image and likeness, so you create like God through the same self-contemplation as God. Originally, divine created us to co-create the beautiful and magnificent, but until we understand this as truth, until we understand our innate divinity, we will be creating something less than that. So choose to own all that you are in your divinely created self and create the beautiful and magnificent life you are ordained to live. I'd like to end with a quote by Ernest Holmes. And then leading into, of course, prayer. As Ernest Holmes spoke, the world is saturated with divinity, immersed in reality, and filled with possibility. We must take this divine possibility and mold it into a present actuality in everyday experience. This is the way to freedom, the pathway to peace and happiness. In profound oneness, in internal oneness with the divine, our prayer soul has been nourished in you. Embrace wholeheartedly the divine creation that you express and inform as you. Let your light based on unconditional love and acceptance shine upon this earth, bringing a ray of healing to all upon it. You have the power to do so, my sisters and brothers. I pray that you stand without faltering on the platform of your birthright to walk your walk with the power and sure-footedness of a God goddess and talk your talk from your heart as you speak the words of the divine within you. I pray that as the divine you know in all that you speak, in all that you do, in all that you are, that you have the power and grace to create your world through the love of the Creator within you, speaking just as the divine spoke this word, and the world, all in it, into existence. For that capability is your birthright. You're ordained to do so through the very God, Goddess within you that guides and supports it. I pray that perfect health, unconditional love, profound success, abundance, and prosperity overtake you, providing vibrant, whole, and complete experiences in your life. May the love, the light of divine unfold you. Thank you for divinely being my dear sisters and brothers, for you are the light. Remember to honor yourself and stand tall in all that you are in the divinity of your inner God goddess. Create a beautiful and magnificently blessed day.
Thank you, Reverend Pearson. That was beautiful and powerful. Absolutely wonderful. Guys, tune in on Sunday. We're going to have a wonderful show. the purpose of relationships. So that should be real interesting. The purpose of relationships. So make sure you tune in Sunday to 9 o'clock Pacific time. Okay? Thank you. Have a marvelous day.
You have a
Bye.
Mom.